You're listening to Asheville FM in conjunction with JM Pro TV. This is Andrew Rainey, and I'm here with Tim today in the Asheville FM studios. Tim, thanks so much for joining us today. And we're excited to learn a little bit about what kind of preparation is being taken in Asheville regarding shelters for people who are escaping the hurricane that is expected. But thanks so much for joining us. I wonder if you could describe a little bit what shelter operations you're involved with and what you're planning for.
Well, I'm the director of ABCCM's Veterans Restoration Quarters, and I'm also, for this event, the ministry's emergency readiness coordinator. So, you know, what we're doing at this point is we're trying to ready our facility over on Tunnel Road to be able to, you know, house the homeless here in the area, plus, you know, anyone that's coming in from out of the area that needs, you know, shelter and that sort of thing. We're able to, I have a 246-bed facility, and we're planning on housing about 70 more people, you know, above that. And, of course, you know, working in coordination with the other entities in the community and, of course, our sister facility across town under the ABCCM umbrella Steadfast House.
So how many beds are you all having prepared in this space and with the facility off of Tunnel Road?
Well, again, we're a 246-bed facility. We're making emergency prep to be able to handle, you know, another 70 folks outside of that. And then, like I said, you know, based on the number of folks that we get in, we have facilities in place. So we're supported by 284 churches. So we have several churches in our network lined up to do overflow to if necessary, and provide, you know, accommodations there, food, you know, shelter, you know, the whole nine yards.
So 310 beds at that particular facility, but with the possibility of expanding depending on what the need looks like.
Correct. Correct.
And have you seen people go ahead and come into Asheville and seeking a place of shelter who have been leaving the coastline of North Carolina and coming up from South Carolina?
Yeah, there's been a few. I had talked to Allie over at Red Cross yesterday, the director over there, to kind of get a sense of, you know, what was going on and what they were seeing. A lot of the families that have evacuated from the coast, the Red Cross already has some shelters set up, you know, up toward the Charlotte area, about 10. So a lot of the folks that are, you know, fleeing the coast are being taken care of, you know, around that area. You know, so certainly our main focus now is, you know, our community and the folks that we have here, especially our, you know, the homeless that we have. But of course, you know, we're prepared to take people that, you know, continue that trek from the coast, you know, on into, you know, or take a more western trek, if you will, toward western North Carolina and, you know, into our area and beyond.
Who is this shelter open to specifically? Is this, I know that the Western Carolina Mission facility downtown is specific for women and children. Who does this shelter accommodate?
Well, within ABCCM, my facility is really focused on men. Our Steadfast House facility across town is for women and children. And then our overflow facilities, if necessary, will be for, you know, women, children, males, intact families, you know, whoever comes, we're prepared to serve. Of course, we're working in conjunction with our community partners, you know, primary, of course, for our emergency readiness planning. Primary is us. Secondary would be, you know, referrals to the Red Cross and community partners. And then tertiary would be overflow to our churches.
And so as these different facilities are opening up, I wonder, speaking with Beloved House yesterday, we were hearing that ID isn't required for admittal or if people are seeking shelter. What is necessary when people are coming in and possibly in need of something?
Sure, we're not requiring any ID or, you know, having those type of restrictions. We're going to serve, you know, everyone that comes. We're going to be as we are during code purple situations in winter, when the temperature drops below 32, we've implemented that particular process for this event. We will have our vans out starting tomorrow night in the streets. We'll be out in the streets. I will be, over in the River Arts District, just, you know, throughout Asheville over the next couple days, taking people in that, you know, maybe don't have transportation to get to a facility, or someone that's in crisis and maybe can't get to a facility. We'll be out there, you know, providing supplies, but also providing transportation to get them into a safe place.
Okay. And so with the, in that regard, looking for people who are already in Asheville and looking for shelter, do you expect that the numbers will increase over the weekend, or will this be something, are there projections of as what some million people have been asked to evacuate the Carolina coast? Are you expecting more people to come in over the weekend, or?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think, you know, our approach is when it starts raining is when we're really going to, you know, be out. And, you know, right now it's kind of, you know, hard to tell. Of course, we're expecting a, you know, significant event and planning for a significant event. But, you know, we've been constantly checking the weather, watching the storm's trajectory and that sort of thing. And, you know, at last look, it's kind of just hanging around over the Wilmington, New Bern area. And, you know, the longer it stalls there, as much as I hate that for that area, the better it is for us, because it causes it to lose some, you know, momentum as it, you know, moves through the area. So, you know, right now the path of the storm is still, there's a lot of, you know, questions around that. And I've seen, you know, rain totals at this point anywhere from 2 inches to 8 inches. So, you know, I certainly expect more folks to come in as we move forward, and we're certainly going to be very aggressive, you know, out in the community in, you know, getting people in, you know, relocating them and that sort of thing as we need to. Again, our community partners, you know, are out with us now trying to, you know, warn folks and say, hey, you need to go ahead and make plans now for shelter and you know, all that. But, you know, once it starts raining, I think we'll definitely see, you know, more folks come in.
For individuals who don't identify as male or female, how might they find shelter in the facilities that are available?
It's the same for everyone. You know, we will, like I said, we will be out, you know, it doesn't matter who's out there, you know, we'll make sure that they have the appropriate accommodations and that they're safe and taken care of. You know, I think, all of our community partners are, you know, on board and engaged with that. We just had a meeting, couple of days ago to discuss, you know, storm prep throughout the community. And, you know, we just have a fantastic community here in Asheville and in Buncombe County. And, you know, all of our partners, you know, have the same thing in mind that we do, and that safety and security of, you know, all of our residents here, you know, in metropolitan Asheville and in Buncombe County. So we're going to make sure that everybody's safe and secure.
Let's see, as people may be affected who live in Asheville already, like let's say that power goes out, mm-hmm. or some damage is experienced at their house, or say mobile home park or something like that, would people be able to stay in these? Or I guess, first of all, how long are these facilities expected to stay open? And would they accommodate people after the storm?
Yes, well, we're prepared to, you know, stay open as long as necessary. You know, if it's a long range, you know, situation, of course, you know, we would try to make arrangements for, you know, other long term, you know, shelter and that sort of thing. But you know, we're again working diligently to, you know, make sure, and preparedness is just a huge thing. You know, right now, you know, people really need, and it's easy to do to get, you know, lulled into a false sense of security on a beautiful day like today, when in 24, 36 hours, things are going to change dramatically. So, you know, certainly preparedness is just a huge, huge thing with, you know, food, water, shelter, transportation, fuel, you know, all of those factors. So folks really need to take heed and you know, be prepared. You know, the Red Cross has a tremendous phone app out there that you can go download that will walk you right through creating a disaster preparedness plan. That's, you know, effective. But, you know, I think preparation at this point is important. You know, if you live near waterways or if you're close to water or whatever, you know, there's probably going to be flooding. So you need to have, you know, in mind a higher ground location that you can evacuate to if necessary. And, you know, for some folks, if they're in that situation, they may want to go ahead and consider coming into shelter now and evacuating now because it, you know, we're in a state of emergency here in the county and city that's already been declared. So folks really need to heed that and, you know, be prepared and start making appropriate plans. And certainly, you know, having a shelter in mind or making shelter arrangements is paramount.
How would you suggest people who might seek shelter come about or get plugged in? Is this something where people could just come in off the street, or would you recommend people calling if they have a sense that they could be in danger at a later point?
Well, it could be a, you know, a combination of those things. You know, certainly, you know, the entities in the community, such as us at ABCCM and Western Carolina Rescue Mission and Salvation Army and Red Cross, you know, all those entities will be available. But, you know, if you can't travel or whatever, you know, certainly referrals can be made through NC Serves Network at their 800 number. Of course, you know, 211 with United Way has shelter information and, you know, all of that. You know, or just calling one of the entities that I just mentioned and ask about, you know, shelter space and getting in. You know, certainly for us, like I said, we have vans out, you know, trying to help people get in. If that situation occurred, we would certainly be open to, you know, making transportation arrangements to help get somebody into, you know, a safe location. So, you know, there's a lot of things out there, you know. Folks, again, need to start thinking in that mode now, and making those appropriate arrangements and understanding, you know, where the nearest shelters are to them and how they can get there if necessary.
Are there services potentially for those who speak Spanish or Russian in Asheville area? If they're coming in, are there any translation services available at this point?
There is, and we can, you know, assist. All of the agencies can assist in helping folks get plugged into those.
Wonderful. And let's see, one more time for address or for phone number. Could you offer those immediate resources for people who are listening and may be seeking what is the next step?
Absolutely. Well, for our facility at ABCCM's Veterans Restoration Quarters, they can reach us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our front desk number is 828-259-5333. Of course, I mentioned United Way 211. That's a real easy one. That's, you know, 211. So again, just, you know, call one of those resources, and we'll be glad to help in any way we can.
Great. Tim, thank you so much for joining us and kind of describing a little more what people can expect coming in as the storm approaches, or as people leave places where the storm is already in effect.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on today, Andrew.